That's the whole thing about this. You and I are trying to get these young men to see. I don't have time to bitch about a woman. I don't have time to blame a woman. All my time is what are you going to do for me? What are you going to clean? What are you going? What are you, like you say, your hair? You going to cut my, what are you going to make for me? You know what I mean? I mean, look, this is how I want. Look, I want some fresh squeezed orange juice. I want some Belgian ass waffles. I want a side of this and I want a side of that. If you can't cook it, you can't come over, because I'm not wasting. Yeah. I will never see, guys. Y'all don't understand time. I am not going to waste my time for a woman just because she looks good. Just because she looks, I'm a model and she walks like a fucking model with a book on her head. I don't give a fuck, because here's the crazy thing, EO. Guys, when you fuck with beautiful, badass women, they're all the same. They're not special.
Yeah. That's the number one thing that we've said during this broadcast. And it's one thing I know Steve says on a regular and I say on a regular. They are not special. You motherfuckers sweat these broads that bring, they don't bring any value unless you force them to bring you value. I'm just telling you right now, they're not bringing you shit.
Yes.
So, and I've been with all kind of women. I've been with well-educated women, rich women.
Yes.
Poor women. Not poor, but you know, waitresses.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
they
yeah,
just,
yeah, no,
and actually, them waitresses are a lot of fun because they're down to earth and they bring you some food and you know, and then they usually are very submissive anyway. So it's just. And one guy asked, "How do you get them to bring you value?" I think that was the question. I want to go back here. He said, "What did he say?"
All right, where you got it? Where was
said,
that?
He said.
Where is it at? What's the time
he stamp? Asked me a question about.
All right, what's the time stamp? Let me know. I'll pull it up.
Oh, how does she earn the right EO?
Okay,
what's cooperation.
The what's the time stamp, brother? What's
full cooperation. Here it is.
What's the time stamp?
It's, what the fuck? 7:55.
Shout
out to Kingdom Game 11.
Kingdom
I know that's
okay.
a good question for him.
All right, go ahead. There we go.
How does she earn it? Full cooperation. That is, it's just full cooperation. So, that's it. It's a simple answer. Whatever you want her to do, which here's the main problem, Steve. These guys don't know what they want, what they want them to do. That's the thing. How can they be instructed to fulfill a role or a task if you have no assignments for them?
Right.
You have no expectations for them. You have no standard for them.
Right.
You won't know what to tell her.
Well,
she walking around like, what should I do for this motherfucker? That's why they end up going to other dudes. Because that other dude has some shit to bring her to. You guys got to figure out what it is you're going to bring a woman to. Then she can do stuff for you.
Right.
I mean that's just the way it is. It sounds to me, based on the question, how does she earn the right EO? Full cooperation to your program.
Right. And King, think about this, okay? You're asking how does she earn the right. You need to tell us what is your right to you, brother.
Yes.
What you got to... Yes. You have to know what it is you want. You've got to be able to own it, stand by it, back it up, and die for that shit. That means, when I say die for it, that means losing her. That means y'all are on the bed butt-necking, and you about to slide your dick in her mouth or pussy, and she say some offside shit, then you just get the fuck up and say, get out. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, that's what I mean by dying for it. That means that, you know what, I don't care enough about you to put up with your fucking bullshit. But you got to know your bullshit. See, the thing about myself and ER, I keep telling y'all. See, y'all only know high tolerance and low tolerance. The two motherfuckers here, we are no tolerance. N-O. That means you get very little wiggle room, if any at all. And if you can't do it, I don't care how beautiful you look, because you always, but I'm going to get you on the comeback. You could go run to your little guys and cry and complain, because you know what? When you get the drug of man in you, you can't go cold turkey. That's what they don't get.
Right.
They want to say, see, with you guys, a woman can go cold turkey. She can say, fuck you, and just, she forgot about you. And she going about her life while you singing sad songs and walking down the beach and shit, looking at the fucking seagulls and shit. But let me tell you what they do with a man. When she goes cold turkey, thanks, she running shit. But those shivers start to happen. She's like, where the fuck did that come from? And that shiver is, What is EO doing right now? Why is he calling me? Who is he with? Why is he with her? Because I remember when he was with me, he used to do these things to me. Damn, I missed that. How do I get back in touch with him? I love him. I care about him. I don't know what to do. Oh, my God. EO, they don't even understand that shit, bro.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's real deep game. And, you know, hopefully some of the fellas in here are experiencing that. And if you are, shout out to you. You know what we're talking about. A lot of you guys might think this is just, I don't know if you think this doesn't happen, like we're just talking, but we are not just talking, bro. This is like top of the mountain game, bro. Like we're at the very top looking down, like, hey, how's everything down there? Like, right, exactly, like that. So I'm telling you, if you think we're bullshitting, we're not bullshitting.
No,
I really hope that each and every man can get to this point because it feels really good from here. But at the same time, it feels really good for the woman to be with a man like us. Trust me, a woman don't want to be like with some pushover motherfucker that's just a yes man. She wants to be with a dude that says, nah, you ain't ready for all that yet. Nah, not yet. I'll let you know I've mentally notated what you told me you like. And when I see fit and there's the behavior is in line with what I want you to do, everything you're checking boxes for me, I will be happy to reward you. You have to be able to tell a woman like that. See, they think, Steve, that I'm just telling my dude Steve this stuff. No, you tell women this stuff.
Yes.
If she says she likes something or wants to experience something, you say, okay, I bet you do. Yeah, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. I took a mental note of that. And once I, you know, like I said, you got to bring me that value. Just like you would tell a kid. What's the difference between telling a kid what to do straight up? See, you motherfuckers think that you can't tell women that shit.
Exactly.
I tell a woman just like I tell anybody, hey, listen, you want that? I understand. That's a nice thing. And it's a nice thing. Well, you're going to have to work for that.
Yes.
You're going to have to obey for that. You're going to have to submit for that. You're going to have to, everything I want you to do, you got to do it. You got to do it with a smile.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do it, I got you.
Right.
If you start doing that, I promise you, you might see a little resistance in the beginning because you're not, she hasn't, that drug that Steve talked about and how I said I keep them fucked up, I keep them drunk all the time.
Yes, yes.
They haven't sipped enough yet. You got to give them enough sips. See, that this is part of the game too.
Seven.
She can't get drunk off you if you don't give her enough to drink.
Yes.
Okay, so you give her a sip. Try this. Now try this one. Mm-hmm. Try that. How you like the flavor on that one?
Yes.
Okay, that one hits your taste buds right. you know how to identify what's working for her. Eventually, the bitch stays drunk.
Yes.
It's all day long.
All day, every day. And when you're with the woman, that's why you don't have to kiss her ass because you make it about they're not used to motherfuckers like us because we're very rare. They're used to the pandering. They're used to what I call the crumb snap. Wait, stamp it. They're used to what I call crumb snatchers. You know, the maybe crumb snatch. I'll think about it. I'll get back to you. I don't want to go there. I want to go here type crumbs that they push off their motherfucking table to you. Mm-hmm. What we are saying to you guys, and I know what y'all are hearing right now sounds crazy, but you got to listen to the depth in which we're at. We're not surface level motherfuckers here. We are deep because all we're doing is focusing on ourselves. And what we're trying to show you is a world that you can have when you begin to focus on yourself and stop focusing on these motherfucking women. Like, hey, look, yeah, I can see, EO, if she walk on water and turn wine to bread, water to wine, my brother, then that bitch might be a little, you know what I mean?
Right.
If she can fly, stop bullets and shit like that and conjure up shit, okay,
right.
She might be a little special. But she's not. She's a walking lie that has nothing but insecurity. That's all she is. The prettier she is, the more insecure she is. And what y'all don't understand is when you get into the ecosystem of her security because you're not securing yourself, then she knows how to run an insecure man. When you guys are going and talking to the woman that you get in her ecosystem of not insecurity, but you just don't fucking, you want to lie to her. Deception, manipulation, lying, beating around the bush. You are dealing with the master of that shit. Do y'all understand that they are the master of lies and manipulation and deception? They don't even, EO, They don't even understand that shit. Holla at them, man.
Yeah, and the females don't even know that they're doing that. Like, this is so, like, common for them. They don't even know they're doing it. So, yeah, man, I mean, there's really not much to add to that legendary game that you just spit to the cells, bro. Not much to add to that. I mean, you know, the truth is not complicated. It is what it is, and it can be spoken in a matter of sentences. You know, really, it's them lies that need to be fucking keep going over and over. It's them lies,
gosh,
bro.
Gosh, man, why did they do it? Well, let me go on a quick commercial, guys. 515-605-9373. Let's go ahead and hit another EO commercial, the Dean commercial. Let's get it right here. We'll be right back.
What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, we're back, guys. I want to call in 515-605-9373. We are lacing y'all, guys. But the thing is, y'all have problems, y'all have issues, call in. We're not going to bite your head off. We're here to help you. So there's a number, call in. We got you covered. And what we're talking about today are how men navigate this world, man. How do we navigate this world where the beautiful woman, gentlemen, y'all should be always fucking with beautiful women. Because when you fuck with beautiful women, you rip. See, what men do to a woman that's insecure, they force the insecurity out of the woman because she never feels that she's good enough for the man. She feels that she's always got to keep trying because, wait a second, my body didn't make him submit. My ass didn't make him say sorry. My titties didn't make him beg for me. What the fuck is wrong with me? Is it my titties? Is it my body? Why doesn't he like me the way all these other guys want me? And I don't even want them. I want to know why he is not following that program. Talk to him about that, E.
Yeah, one of two things will happen with a female like that, too. It's either she's going to be like, oh, fuck this guy. Like, I'm going to get hurt by this guy. So, like, this guy right here, he scares the shit out of me because the typical bait that I use on these dudes didn't even phase this motherfucker. Like didn't even phase this dude. So one of two things will happen. Either she's going to be interested in you because that turned her on and she wants to be with a strong motherfucker, or she is that type of bitch that says, nah, I got to run back to these softies because I'm at risk. I'm at risk. Like you said, now she's in your ecosystem and she don't feel safe there. So she getting ready to run back to her ecosystem where she feels safe and she can run game. So one of two things will happen. Either she's going to be intimidated by it and run for the hills, or she's gonna run to you because she finds that shit extremely attractive.
See, I got it. Foolish dude. I got it. All right, let me talk to you for a second, dog. Let me holler at you, man. See, you don't understand what's going on, okay? You see, when you have women, let me give you an example. When you have women, EO, saying things like this to you, okay? All right, I'm just giving you an example of a text message, okay? All right. Mm-hmm. You had me thinking too much about you from where you were saying earlier today, right? It took forever to get my mind off of that. You see what I'm saying? You're going to have to answer these fucking emails, dude. You see, y'all guys why y'all want to play these high school ass games with these grown women that really want to get at you? See, this is the thing. This is the problem, EO. See, when he made that statement, he's doing it from a position of weakness. Yeah, if you weak as fuck, no, you don't be texting a double texting and triple texting a woman. But what we're trying to tell you, when you have beautiful women sending you photos and things like this that want to get with you, they want just a little bit of your time, and they're trying to figure out ways to get your attention. So, yes, you got to – listen, this is part of the game, and I want you to talk about that they don't understand. This is a second fucking job, guys. This is – Y'all don't understand the other side. It's work. EO, talk to him, man.
Yeah, like anything, man. If you want to be successful, it's going to take fucking grit, work, going out there, fucking up, obviously you got to fuck up to get better. So any guy out there that's fucking up, hey, you got to fuck up. I mean, you got to fuck up to get better.
Yes.
So, you know, when you know what you're doing eventually, though, once you know how you attracted them, why you went up to them or why they chose you and you went over, whatever the fuck, whatever the case may be, once you are dictating the tone from the beginning, it's easy to text a woman.
Yes.
But if you're like, hey, I don't know if I should text right now because I might show her I have too much high interest and I wanna emit this little mysteriousness about me. Man, fuck that bullshit, bro. While you're doing that mysterious shit, she probably like, okay, this guy don't know how to expedite that process. So I'd rather go with that dude that knows what he's doing. He's gonna invite me over to the crib and you know we're gonna do the thing. So that's exactly what it is. You got to figure out what, like you said, audio text. You know how easy it is to go ahead and say, check this out. I want you to come over tonight at 10 p.m. This is what we're going to do. This is what I want you to wear. Pick up a bottle of wine on the way here, too, because I'm out. Pick up a bottle of wine. No, you shouldn't be out of wine. You should have wine above the bed. But if you want to give her an assignment just because so she can start working for you, then you do that. See, it's not really that you need it. It's that you're putting her on assignment. So if she has to pull off to the side of the road, walk into the Walgreens or the liquor store, look for a specific type of wine, too.
Yes.
Don't tell her, oh, just pick up whatever. No, you tell her a specific wine to pick up. Now she's walking down the aisle. She's asking the clerk, hey, where's this wine at? I don't want to upset this man. This is what he wants to drink tonight. This is what he wants to drink tonight. You have this wine? Oh, we don't have it. But now she's going to go down to 8. They didn't have it, but you want to try another? Yeah, there's another liquor store about 2 blocks down. Try that one. I'm just telling you, it's that kind of stuff that's going to get a woman interested in you. It is.
Right. Yo, I do my thing. Hey, baby, how you doing today? What's going on, sexy? Now, before you send me that photo of your sexy ass, what I want you to do, because I don't think I have your favorite wine or your favorite liquor or your favorite drink. So why don't you go to the store, get your favorite drink, and I promise you, not only will I let you taste it off of my dick, but I'm going to pour that shit all over your body and taste it and see what the difference is between you in the glass versus your lips versus on your pussy. That's the game we're going to play tonight, okay? So bring your sexy old ass over here. Get the wine you want, and we're going to have fun with that wine. That's what I'm seeing.
And that'll work, too. That's exceptional.
It's the same thing.
One thing I want to tell dudes about texting real quick, too, is that you're going to get unsolicited pictures coming into your phone from females. Do not respond to those pictures, please. I mean, literally do not say anything to a picture that you didn't ask for, because she sent that to about 5 or 10 different dudes anyway, and it's probably on her Instagram, too. So she's just trying to see if she can get some attention from you. This is what I tell women from the get. Understand this. Anytime that you send me a video or a picture, it has to be custom made for me. Likewise, I would never send you something that's in the archive that I've done send to some other bitch. That's tacky to me. So tell a girl, anything you send me must be customized to my liking. Even if you got to edit my motherfucking name in the picture. Only for Everett.
Yes.
Just for Steve.
Yes.
I better see that shit in the picture or don't send me shit.
Right.
That's another level of game that you guys got. You guys are getting pictures of like a woman sitting outside tanning her legs, and then she sends you some random picture. Now you give her a bunch of attention. You didn't ask for that shit.
Mm-mm.
I've had women tell me, hey, did you get my picture? Hell yeah, I got that picture. I didn't ask for that shit.
Exactly.
I didn't ask for that shit. And then that's when you tell me, hey, listen, from now on, you don't send me nothing unless I tell you what I want.
Yes.
And like I said, it better be custom made for me. You better be laying on a big ass comforter that has this logo on it.
Yeah, exactly.
That has this logo on that shit.
Yes.
So
yes.
Remember that, guys. If she sends you just a picture, just floats in from nowhere, do not say anything to that picture.
Act like you've been there before, he's saying, guys. Yes. Act like you've been there before. And again, you know what you like. Some of you are titty guys. Some of you are ass men. Some of you are foot men, whatever the fuck your weird-ass fetish is. But what I'm saying to you is once you train her and she's sending you quote-unquote ass pictures, you still chill on that shit because you want to make her fucking sweat. These women are used to taking a photo and they'll post it on Facebook or Instagram. Beautiful, sexy, gorgeous, beautiful, sexy. Oh, first night, nut, king, baby, all this other silly ass shit. If I didn't ask for a photo, I'm not going to say shit. That, why do I always tell you guys when I tell them, send me a photo at that point? I don't send me anything you think I want. And like you say, EO, unless you know it, you send it to me with the, like, not the EO symbol, but you send it to me with a way of knowing that this is strictly for you and nobody else. If you send that, then okay, cool. But I'm not the next sucker. So don't try to treat me like a sucker. I'm not that bitch over there. Don't you do that shit. And let me tell you what EO did, guys. EO made that woman realize. He instructed and he led. Don't do that. Why? He said why. And if you do it again, you're gone. So you better make sure there's an EO symbol or some shit, a jackrabbit or fucking Smurf or whatever the fuck you want on your stamp.
Right, right.
She better hold her. If you got an action figure and shit, she better put that action figure on top of her titties or on the back of her ass cheek or something.
Exactly.
Why? Because if she don't make that shit for you, fuck her. EO would say you, brother.
Nothing else left to say, bro. The only thing I would say is if you are going to instruct a female on something that you want her to do specifically, please be ready to do that shit yourself, because like a leader, all of your team is going to be looking to you to see if you do it first. So anything that you give orders to people, whether it be your friends, your women, whatever, make sure that you're doing it yourself, because otherwise they'll see you and say, he ain't even doing this shit. I ain't doing this shit. And they're going to lose respect for you.
Right.
So before you bark an order or give an instruction, make sure that you're prepared to do it and you're already doing it.
That's why I tell you cake-ass motherfuckers, when I go in the shower, I tell you all the time, that's why I want the shower lights with the colors in it. Because if I'm taking a shower, you can either take the photo or the video in the shower. You don't have to show your dick or anything. But I want her to see the shower, the lights of the shower. Because if she sees the lights of the shower, her app ass, because they all about these damn apps. What app are you using? Wow, how did you make the shower water change colors? And wow, give me the app name. Oh, hold on, bitch. That's not the app. This is my shower, girl. Let me tell you something. If you're lucky enough to come over here, I'm going to turn the lights off and have this shower on with some music in the background and a silhouette of your ass bobbing while you're sucking my dick. But this ain't no motherfucking app. This is who I am. This is what I resemble. This, and like it's like EO was saying, don't ever ask a woman what you can't give back. Don't ever do that, because then she's going to see how weak you are. Because a lot of y'all motherfuckers be like, well, let me see you. Let me see that body. And then she's like, well, let me see that body. You like, well, grab that. She's like, man, I ain't fucking with this motherfucker. Go ahead, EO. What you got on that one?
Yeah, and guys, in the beginning, don't send no dick pics to these females. They got to earn to see the dick.
Oh, that's.
And don't even really ask them yet to see their pussy yet. Like, you know, you slowly go into that shit. I want you to have that verbal game.
Yes.
And you're so auditory that she's falling in love with you. It's the sound of your voice.
Yeah.
You know, all the sex is going to come. Like even Steve says it all the time. The sex is coming, man.
Oh.
I mean, you're going to get the draws. So let, you know, don't send these women dick pics, man. That's a tacky, immature look. Now, after you done fucked the broad and she dick drunk, now you can do a video with, and you can edit in her name on the top of the dick.
Damn.
Then you do it. That's when you do it. But you never do it in the beginning. You're going to turn that bitch off.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, stamp dick drunk. That's his. That's his. Stamp that. That's dick drunk. That's his. It's his. But,
dick drunk.
But absolutely. Guys, this is the thing I want y'all to understand with these women. The reason why I say photos of your face, because it throws them off, because so many of you want photos of her body.
Right.
So many of you guys want photos of her ass and her titties. And like I told you, I want her to see me as opportunity and not her fucking option. I want her to say, okay, you know what? Why isn't he asking about my body? What's wrong with my body? Does he not like my titties? Does he not like my ass and my thighs? Well, maybe my thighs are a little bit fat. Maybe I'm a little bit up. You see that shit? It'll roll into her trying to prove herself to you. Where then, EO, like we say, you don't have to ask for titty. See, this is what guys understand. We don't ask for titty and ass pictures. They give it. It's like they try to stuff it down our throats like fucking vegetables, like llama beans and fucking shit we didn't want to eat, broccoli and spinach as a kid. They try to force their bodies on us because they can't figure out why we ain't making it about the body. E, what you got on that, fam?
Yeah, man, that has been their value. That's their value. If they can't get you on the pussy, they're fucked.
They're fucked.
I mean, straight up, they're fucked, man. They know it, too. They're like, damn, the body didn't work, the titties didn't work, the abs, the lips, none of that works. I'm fucked. Now I got to go to this guy's side. I got to go to his side. If I want to deal with this guy, I have to surrender to this guy.
Yes.
I have to surrender to him.
Yes.
And now you're giving her crumbs. I mean, now you got to give these women crumbs. I mean, you know, because if you're a dude that's busy, you know, like working your, you know, working your business, you know, building yourself up, enjoying your hobby, you got women, you got loves that are aside from dealing with women. You almost have to abandon yourself just to deal with a female. Really, you get to this point, I'm really, like, even my sleep is more important than fucking a bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My sleep.
Yes.
Waking up early, getting to work.
Yes.
You know, finishing the book, writing another book, you know,
right.
Working on a podcast, taking notes to share with the fellas.
Yes.
You know, getting prepared to do a speech, do some public speaking.
Yes.
These things matter, man. At the end of the day, that's recreation time for a female, man. That's recreation time. That's, you know what they call that? You know what I call that? Garbage time.
Yeah, man. They,
they're not garbage. They are not garbage.
Right.
But you know what I mean.
No, what's
it
that?
Comes last.
Yeah, y'all got to learn how to go beyond the words and be able to navigate. I was telling guys, you got to be the wind to navigate or sail where you want her to go. Because a lot of women don't know where to go. And if you ever give her the choice of where to go, you fucked up. You fucked up, A.A. Rod, by doing that shit. No, I am always looking to navigate her ass no matter what she sends. Now, again, like we saying, she sends that ass picture that has, I don't know, a fucking SpongeBob SquarePants on. I'm just making some shit up, whatever your thing is. I'm going to say, okay, you know what? Well, you know what? That's cool. Right now I'm a little bit busy, but look, allow me to allow you to make it up to me. While I'm over here working, this is the idea I got. Why don't you go ahead and put something sexy on that I like you better in that nice black dress, and I like you in this kind of lipstick, and I like you in this kind of perfume, and I want your hairstyle this kind of way. Bring your ass over here. Take your nice little shoes off. I'll definitely greet you with a hug and a kiss. But I want you to get your ass in that kitchen while I'm working and go ahead and make me my favorite brontosaurus burger or whatever the fuck you want to eat. And you make that shit for me. You sit your ass down and we'll enjoy our time. I'll allow you to get some dick. We'll fuck. And then you got to get the fuck out because I got shit I got to do. And you know what they're going to do?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Christmas Eve. It's Halloween. And, you know, she'll be like, Okay. And she hang up the phone. She's like, oh, girl. She'll call her, girl, I'm getting some dick. I'm getting some dick tonight. And she'll be like, girl, can I borrow this dress? And can I get that lipstick? You have this. Oh, my God, he's letting me come. See, y'all guys don't even understand. Like EO saying, you just chilling for, you gave an instruction. You hang up, and you just getting back to your day. You're going to play your video games or watch your sports. And you ain't even thinking about her because she's thinking about you and doing the shit for you. EO, talk to him.
Yeah, there's nothing else to say about that, man. If a woman is feeling you, she'll take 5 minutes with you. You have women complaining, or I shouldn't say that. I should say that if a woman is feeling you and you say, hey, listen, I really don't know. If she reaches out and says, hey, listen, I'm going to be in your area. I really would like to see you. Can you make some time for me? If you don't have women asking you politely, if would it be all right if I saw you for a few minutes? I really miss you. Then you're not doing it right. You're not doing it right. A woman has to ask you, even if it's just 10 minutes, I got to see you for those 10 minutes. I got to see you. Until you experience that, you will never know what Steve and I are talking about.
Yeah,
you'll never know.
Yeah, and EO, they don't even understand when they talk to you. They don't. What's up, sexy? What's going on, babe? What's up, girl? How you doing? What's up with you? You know, you just chill with it, man. You're like, yo, what's going on? Nothing. I just was wondering, are you busy today? You didn't call me today, and I was just checking on you. I was worried about you. I'm a little busy. What you want to do, baby? I got a good idea. Well, look. You want me to come through or what? What are you making for me? Well, what do you want to eat? Shit. Look, one take, two take, three take, four, five take, six. You know, you're just doing that all in your head. Do I want steak, chicken, ribs, Mexican? I mean, you trying to figure out what the fuck you want to eat. Because no matter what you want to eat, you know she's going to make that shit. Because time, and this EO, see, the advantages to this shit I'm trying to tell you is that these women, and I know y'all think I'm smoking some herbs, this, these women, see, let me tell y'all about musicians. See, musicians, they want, when they're on the road, the managers want to make the building or wherever they're occupying kind of look like home so they don't miss home. So whatever hotel right. it is, they try to fix it up closest to your house. It's the same thing with these women, man. These women right now got these little 32-inch screen TVs and shit. They ain't got no fucking surround sound. They got a bunch of fucking salad, which ain't bad, and they refrigerator and shit. But here's the problem. Where's your shit at? Where's your box of Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Krispies and Captain Crunch, whatever the fuck you eat? Where are your drinks? Where are your chips? Where are your relaxed food? Where's the flat screen fucking 55 or 65 inch TV that she will buy? Well, with another suck of money, of course, whatever. But they will do this shit for your time, EO. You know what I'm talking about, man. Come on.
Here's the thing, and women need to be put on game, and they need to stop asking so much. Like, you don't ask me, do you need something to eat? You just bring me something to eat. You don't ask me. That's a turnoff. I tell women too. Hey, stop asking so many fucking questions. I already showed you what I like. Bitch, learn and adapt. Like, you need to tell women, adapt, bitch, or your ass is out of here. Like, I really mean it. See, you guys are afraid to tell a woman that shit. I would tell a woman, I'm getting fed up with having to tell your ass three times. You better learn, motherfucker, how to do some shit that I don't even need to tell you no more. I told you one time.
Yes.
If you can't adapt, you're too dumb for this program.
Yes.
You're too dumb for this program.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even deserve dick no more.
Yes.
I really mean that. So, women, I know you're secretly watching because you can't help but absorb this masculine energy. Well, I'm telling you right now, stop asking so many fucking questions.
Yes.
Stop asking this man that he needs something to eat. Every man needs something to eat. Every man needs food. Every man wants to be served. Every man wants his dick sucked. Every man wants
yes.
to nut all over your face.
Yes.
So get over this prima donna shit and stop trying to be catered to all the time. That's why you can't keep a man. You can get a man, but you can't keep a man, which is why I made a video like that.
Yeah.
Stop asking men what they need and start doing this shit.
Yeah, you ladies, what he's saying to your fucking asses is you better get off your lazy ass and take some notes. You better know what his favorite cereal is, his favorite breakfast, his favorite lunch, his favorite dinner, his favorite drink, his favorite TV show, his favorite video games, his favorite football, baseball, basketball, wiffle ball. I don't give a fuck what it is. You need to learn every fucking thing about him to keep yourself around. Because if you ain't learning me, why the fuck do I need you if you ain't learning me? Because like EO said, I shouldn't have to ask you what I want. You should already know that this motherfucking cake-ass bitch wanted to goddamn, I got to go get some Fruity Pebbles for this motherfucker. I know his lactose intolerant ass like to eat that shit, but I know I'm going to get it for him because I know when I went over his house and checked his cupboard, his box was a little bit empty. The beer or the drinks were a little bit low. I know his chips, his favorite chips, didn't have much in there. See, I don't have to ask. They're going to go and do all the shit. She got to know my favorite. Now, this is not me saying she has to. They do this. When you sleeping after you, if you resting with her, they will wake up and roll their ass like it's Mission Impossible. They'll roll their ass out the bed, and they'll crawl on the floor like this and shit, like there's like bullets overhead, just to grab your shoe and make a mental note of your shoe size. So when you are posting about those Michael Jordans or those LeBron shoes or something on Facebook, she's making a mental, okay, well, you know what? I need to scurry my little bitch ass, get in line, get those shoes, and bring it to them. Why? That's points that move you up the fucking roster. EO, talk to them, man.
Lazy bitches get left. I'm telling you right now. Lazy bitches get left. That needs to go on a t-shirt. Alpha Villains, you watching, bro? Lazy bitches get left. That's your next t-shirt, fam. So I'm telling you right now, when you're with a real man, we ain't tolerating your lack of your inability to adapt.
Yes.
You better come in this motherfucker and start noticing some shit. Like,
all
oh,
day.
That candle's almost gone. Oh, okay.
Yes.
He's almost out of this. Oh, okay. He loves coffee. He's almost out. He's going to be out. See, you don't realize women, and men too,
shit.
You let these motherfuckers come in and do nothing. You should be ashamed of yourself
Shame.
That you let these women get your time, your resources, your dick, your mind, your emotions. You let them get everything for fucking nothing. You're embarrassing to fucking men.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, you embarrass me.
Yes.
And you embarrass Steve.
Yeah, fuck
and you
yeah.
think we're, you think... What, you don't like us because we're tough? I don't give a fuck. I'm not sitting here talking about no damn woman. I'm sitting here teaching you how to be a fucking man first. The women are going to come then.
Yes.
If you content creators, I'm going to tell you right now, if you are steady talking about what a woman is doing, you're a punk-ass bitch.
Ooh,
you need
yes.
to be talking about what a man needs to do.
Yes.
It's not about what the woman is doing. We don't care what
right.
those bitches are doing.
Exactly.
We care about what we're doing, and they're going to make the adjustment to us.
Motherfucker.
I'm telling you, that's the way you got to go about it.
Absolutely.
Man. Lazy bitches get left, Steve.
Yeah, no doubt. 1,000. And just like you said with the coffee, y'all guys don't even know. She looks at not only at your coffee, but while her ass is in Walmart with you suckers, she looking at coffee makers to replace your coffee maker because
yep.
she wants you to have the best of the best. She's looking at your watch collection. You know what? She'll go to Zales or every K Jewelers or Jared and all that other silly shit, and she will look for jewelry for you. Why? Because the emotional investment, like EO saying as far as drunk, I'm saying the drug, because we both got that, we stamping this. He's saying drunk. I'm saying drug. Nobody else take that shit. But when they get that shit, they become addicted to the dick. They become addicted to the man. They become addicted to the name. And they are going to do whatever they can. And they shiesty as fuck. Let me, EO, and be honest with y'all. They will look to you guys to pay our bills. Or to pay our shit. I ain't gonna lie. They gonna tell you gut motherfuckers, my washer broke. Can you send me $1,000? My motherfucking TV broke, and I wanted to get a 4B TV or 4C? Is it 4J or K or something like that? I don't know, but I need that fixed. They're gonna hunt the gumpy motherfuckers to buy and fund us, and I can't knock them. I don't care where it's coming from. As long as it comes to me, she takes the knee, she kisses the ring, and puts the dick in her mouth. EO, what you got, man?
Nothing left to say, bro. That's pimp game. There's nothing left to say. There's nothing left to say about that. Yeah, guys need to have standards, man.
Yes.
I really can't. I can't. When I look at today's man, I'm like, damn.
Jesus.
That's some low down shit. I can't believe it. I don't really blame them because a lot of their dads are pussies. I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell if you're a pussy, your dad was a pussy.
Yeah.
I can just tell. Like, if you're a pussy, your dad was a pussy, or he wasn't there. So check this out. Now, Daddy EO and Daddy Steve the Dean appreciate this free fucking game and put some respect on our name because we're teaching you how to be men.
Yes.
I'm telling you, man, if you don't bring a woman to what you want, the program, your program, you're going to lose every time. And try this. Can you please try this when you first meet women? Just try it. Tell them, hey, listen, baby, what I'm going to need you to do is I'm gonna need you to have other men. I'm going to need you to have other men. You don't tell them, I don't want you to have other men. I'm going to need you to have
yes.
other men right now. Because right now I'm not going to be doing all that extra stuff. This is what I'm doing, and this is what you're going to do for me.
Yes.
Do you agree? And if she says, yes, okay, perfect. If she goes against that, she's gone.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
And
at some point, if you want to promote her, then you promote her.
Yes.
But right now, I'm going to need you to have other men. I ain't going to be texting you and give you all that good morning, good night. How was Panera? Could you get at Panera? Half a sandwich and a soup? Fuck that bullshit. I ain't talking to you about that shit. I'm talking to you about how deep can you go on this dick. Hey, deeper. Hold it right there.
Hey,
stay. Breathe, relax. Don't worry, don't panic. You're going to
yeah,
be just fine.
Hey,
that's what you need to be talking to bitches about.
That's a real ass shit. See, y'all guys don't want them to have other guys because you don't believe in yourself to be the guy. See, when you're the motherfucking man, I want her. Look, I want her to go on long walks, and I want her to have nice meals, and I want her to be catered to, and I want her to do all that shit. I'm not doing it. You're going to do it. So I want you to find what it is you need in a guy. You find that, and when you want some dick, come home. I will light a candle in the window, and you can come on home. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to ask you any questions. I'll never run behind you. I'll never ask you questions. You'll never get any insecurities or any questions from me. I promise. And you know what they say? He's a sucker. I got him, girl. And she don't know that she getting got. That's what y'all don't understand. She think when a woman thinks she's in control, slowly but surely she's losing control because she doesn't even realize who the fuck she's dealing with. So she's going to go out with other guys. But wait, she's going to get sick of the, well, hey, guys, how was your day? And can you tell me what you're up to? Yeah, what do you like to do for a living? All that goofy-ass shit. When she can have a motherfucker, she'd be like, damn, I could call EO or Steve right now. And they can make my pussy wet, and I can probably masturbate real quick in the bathroom. I'm having a tough day at work. Mr. Slade, or whatever the fuck is fucking with me, EO, and I need to get this nut off because I'm stressing. I'm stressing the fuck out. I can't get no wine and shit. So let me call my stress relief. Baby, I'm stressing. I need to get this nut off. Can we get this nut off? And, guys, I've had that a lot of times. See, back in my day, we had these things called beepers, and you can do this with your phone. When a woman has a – now, guys, let me stamp this shit. When a woman has a stressful day, what you do is you tell her to pull her panties down and you tell her to take her phone and put it on vibrate and you tell her to put her phone in between a slit of her fucking pussy next to her clit and all you do is dial her number and let it get off, let it vibrate. But you do it every once in a while. You don't do it back to back. Do it when she's not expecting to get her off. This is the shit I'm talking about. EO, you got it, man.
Yeah, it's just dominant inside the bedroom, outside the bedroom. Another thing that I like to do is I like sex toys, man. I like fucking around with sex toys.
Oh, yes. Oh,
you know, you put something in her ass. Yes. She never had nothing in her ass. I ain't saying go put no big-ass thing in her ass and tear her fucking asshole out, send her to the emergency room. But I'm saying, you know, put a little something in her ass. She's like, ooh, what is that? Oh, shit. And then you got a, you know, vibrating cock ring on. You got a wand on her clit.
Yes.
You got oil all over her back. She fucking sweating, handcuffed. She don't even know what the fuck she's doing. Like, that's what I'm telling you guys. You guys don't have no fuck game. You don't have no mouthpiece game. I'm telling you, this is how you get bitches fucked up. That's how you get bitches fucked up. See, you know.
Down. Oh, shit. Hey, dog. That's what I call seven play with the toys. They don't even know the toys, man.
They don't know it, brother.
Dude, I'm talking about let's go to the grocery store. Let's go to the vegetable section, and I want you to find the cucumber I'm going to use to fuck you with, and then we're going to cut that bitch up, and you're going to have that salad. After I'm getting done. That's what I'm. They love that shit, kid. You know what I'm talking about. They love that shit. They love
women are kinky as fuck, man. If you guys aren't going to be kinky with these hoes, somebody else will. I'm telling you right now. Be that dude that just completely dominates
her ass.
Outside the bedroom and inside. She'll never forget you. She can't forget you. Ain't nobody doing that shit to her.
Shit, EO. Yank her ass in a refrigerator. And just like 9.5 weeks. Open that fucking refrigerator and just start smearing shit all over and just take your dick and rub it. You can make snow figures and fucking you can draw things on your on her body with your dick with mayonnaise and all of that. And you know what? What you think she gonna think about when she with Poindexter and she opened the refrigerator and gets the mayonnaise or mustard for her? She be like, ooh, I'm sorry. Oh, let me call EO. Let me call Steve. You know, I'm thinking about you. I just grabbed some ketchup. Some mustard, some mayonnaise, relish, pickles, onions. I don't give a whatever's in your fucking refrigerator. These motherfuckers are nasty as fuck, EO.
They're nastier. They're more nasty than you. That's why you got to be even more nasty than her. I even send videos back. at the adult video store. You sent them a picture. Look what I'm looking at. Yeah. Look what I got. Look what I got for you coming tonight. Oh, yeah. Look what I got for you coming tonight. Hey. You motherfuckers ain't even thinking like that. You're thinking about, you know, I got to come and kiss her ass and do this and that. That's why I tell you, a woman's sex ain't shit to me.
Yes.
It's my sex that's the bomb. I'm putting her on champion game sex.
Yes.
That's why you guys are sweating her pussy. She's sweating my dick. That's the honest to God truth. She's sweating my lips, the words I speak to her, my direction, how I dominate her, how I choke her.
Yes.
You don't want to be choked. You know, right, you don't want to choke them too hard, make them pass out and shit. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you need to do. Women want to be dominated, man, sexually and outside the bedroom.
Right, and the thing is like that goes with my motherfucking Easter game. That's why see, Muff, even on Easter, dog, I think of ways to fuck the bitch. Because everybody, you know, on Easter, these motherfuckers, dog, they either doing like, you know, they sit around and fucking doing whatever on Easter, eating and shit like that. Fuck you. I'm going to Party City, EO. I'm getting ropes. I'm getting chains and I'm getting blindfolds. Then I'm going to get my ass over to Walmart. I'm going to get a basket. I'm going to get that green shit. And I'm going to get a bunch of hollow eggs. And I'm going to type up a bunch of nasty shit that we're going to do to each other. I'm going to put each strip in the egg, EO. And I'm going to put the eggs all over the house. And when she come over, I'm going to hand her the basket, tell her ass to go Easter egg hunting. Hey, baby, go. You go find the eggs. And when we sit down and you pop them eggs open and it's time to tie you up, we're going to grab that green shit and the rope's going to be right there. They're going to be like, oh, my God. And wait, here's the beautiful thing about it, they don't understand. Who the fuck you think she's going to be thinking about next Easter when she with Poindexter sitting there watching TV and shit? That's it. I don't, they ain't ready for this, like you said. They ain't ready for this shit, man.
Yeah, this is big time game, and like you said, it's how you make a woman feel that matters. It matters your look and stuff like that. Look the best you can, guys.
Yes.
So just look the best you can, but be the most masculine version of yourself. Be manly. And here's another tip that I've learned over the years with sex. Can you stop shouting so much during sex? Like, ooh. Stop telling a woman how good her pussy is. Her pussy is only that good because I made it like that. That's the only reason why it's good. I want you to start looking at women with a straight face. Like, you like that dick? You like that dick?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, come on. Come on, you could do better than that. You could do better than that. Fuck this dick, bitch. Fuck this dick. You need to look at it with a straight face. Stop. Fuck that bullshit. You need to look at her. Come on. Smack her ass with a straight face. Come on. Come on. Faster. Faster. Fuck that dick, girl. Fuck that. You ain't done yet. Come on. Come on. That's the way you got to be. I don't want to get this video taken down. But what I'm saying is stop sweating these hoes even during sex. Even during sex, stop sweating these hoes. Full domination the whole way through.
Yep.
And even when you get ready to nut, if you even want to give her to come, even if you want to give her to come, there's been times I let a girl say, hey, not today.
Yep.
Hey, we're done right now.
Yep.
I got to get back to work. We're done. And then now she got to go home with that. She's like, damn, I got to figure out a way to make this dude come. I can't even make this dude come.
I can't make him come. Yes.
And then when you're ready to make, when you're ready to nut, you tell her, all right, I'm about to give you this cum now. You ready? I'm giving it to you. You've earned it. I'm about to give it to you now. And that's when you do it.
Right.
You make sure when you're coming, guys, you tell them that you've made the decision to come. Like, you
right.
got to make it sound like it ain't your pussy that's doing this. I made the decision to nut all over your face.
Hey, yo, that's what I always tell my guys, man. When you first fuck a woman the first time, don't come at all. But you'll break her. Because she thinks the power's in her pussy, right? You'll break her. You'll break her brain. You'll break her body. You'll break every fucking insecurity that she has because she thinks she got the bomb pussy. But like EO say, when you ready to come, guys, remember this. I'm stamping this, guys. When you ready to come, I got two things for y'all to do because we used to sell this thing called back in like, was it 2001? We used to sell this thing called Indian God lotion that you spray on your dick. And you don't come at all. So you could just smash her for a whole hour. Just like different positions. Keep smashing shit. Oh, my God, is he ever going to come? Is he ever going to come? But, guys, when you come, okay, listen to Unk. When you come, grab underneath the dome of your dick and squeeze it. Squeeze it to build it up. And then when you're ready to shoot it, guys, you let that motherfucker go. You're going to go boom. It's going to go boom. Or you're going to go whoosh. You don't want to, remember, when you're about to come, grab the grab underneath the dome of your dick, squeeze it, and let it build up because it's ready to come. Build up, build up, build up. And then you just aim, fire, and bam. Come on, EO.
Yes.
Come
That's
on.
That's it, brother. That's it. That's it. And even because you prolonged the orgasm, so you got to have that mind power, too. This takes time, man. You know how many nuts I block during sex? I'm blocking nuts. I'm blocking nuts. I'm like, okay, my body told me it's time to nut. I said, not yet, player, not yet. So, you know, you're just blocking. I done blocked 14 nuts. So by the time I bust on her, it's Peter North time. Time to come spray your ass like a crazy man. So, and like I told you, and I told another gentleman, and I made a video on it, when you come, don't be feminine about it. Like, oh, I'm about to come. Oh, you stand over her like a motherfucking warrior with a straight face and go, take that shit, bitch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take that shit. And watch her eyes.
Yeah.
Just
oh,
trying
yeah.
to catch the shit.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, man, this is the secret to success when you're fucking abroad, man. You don't want to show too much emotion. I've been here, done this. I'm doing you a favor.
Yeah, 609, we're bringing it in. We're just like, guys, this is what he just said. Just be there like you've been there before. Act like you've been there before.
Yes.
Okay? Because they think their pussy is so special that they can throw it on you and then make you fucking sucker up to their ass. Let's bring in this call real quick. Air code 609, what's your question, man? What's up?
Yeah. Hello?
Oh, yeah, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Oh, can you hear me? Oh, hey, guys. I have a quick question about, like, online dating. I'm about to do a shoot with a friend in about 2 days. I decided to invest a little bit more in my pictures, you know, a photographer that I know, and to a photographer who knows about lighting and all this other stuff, get some actual crisp pictures. My question is, like, how can I probably, like, optimize my chances with online dating, you know, given that I don't have the girls face-to-face? I have less to work with, just pictures. But, I mean,
is
there any, like, tips that you guys can do, give me for about pictures?
Well, hold on, 609. Let's answer your first question. Go ahead, EO. You go first, and I go behind you, brother. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, what's your name, man? What's your first name?
Me? I go by Create Noise. That's just the alias I gave.
No, I said, what is your first name?
Yeah, what's your
name?
Your name, man. What's your name? Yes.
All right, Sergio.
Why are you ashamed of saying your name, dude? That's your first problem. Why are you ashamed?
Here's my answer. You're not going to have any success. You can't even answer my one question, what your name is. And then the next thing I'm about to ask you is, what is your bio going to say? Tell me what your bio is going to say.
My bio? Let's see. I already have it pulled up. I just haven't seen it in a while. It's something along the lines of looking for Sergio's Angels. And hold
Wait,
on.
You're looking for what? You're looking for Sergio's Angels?
Right.
Oh, that's really gonna make her pussy. Go, I'm sorry, EO. Go ahead, man. You go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's nothing left to say. I need to know what the bio says, and if a grown man asks you, a grown man, what your name is, so I can address you properly, you should be able to tell me your name without fucking stuttering 10 times.
All right. 609, listen to me. Listen to me. Your photos and the lighting and all that shit that you trying to do is a fake, false you. You're trying to portray. You think if you get a photographer and take professional pictures, that that's going to make her pussy wet. What's going to make her pussy dry, like EO's saying, is she going to look at your photos and be like, oh, he's cool, but wait, what the fuck is an angel? What the fuck is a flying angel? What the fuck is that? Wait, is this a grown man? How old is he? Is he in high school? Or is he a man? What is he?
Okay.
How old are you, man? How old are you, man?
Man, I'm 29.
Okay, let me ask you again. Wait, what's 2 plus 2?
What the hell?
What is 2 plus 2, motherfucker? Yeah, it's serious. What is 2 plus 2, man?
I think it's 4.
Then this is why you can't. All right, look, man. This is exactly what we're trying to say. Why are you fucking up? You're going to fuck up. You can't even answer fucking simple kindergarten-ass questions. The reason I asked what 2 plus 2 is because you can't even think enough to even answer the question. I asked you how old you were. You couldn't even tell me 29. And you think your photos are going to get you some pussy? Well, I'm just showing you. Do you think your photos and you looking for some fucking angels enough to get you some pussy?
Dude, I don't really know. I'm just doing it by playing by ear. I know a little bit about a little bit. That's why I'm calling in to just get your perspective on it. That's why I'm actually here.
You know
like,
nothing.
For, you know,
okay, brother.
That's,
you
know
nothing, brother. You know nothing. You think you know something. You know nothing, man. Because EO or any motherfucker with gangware. Right, but you're not listening.
I know. That's why I'm calling in. That's literally the reason I'm calling in. I don't pretend I know anything.
Okay, I'm about to EO, but when
let me tell him something real quick. Let me tell this guy something real quick, okay? I understand you don't know, but you got to be sharp. Women are attracted to men that have answers to shit. They have answers. So if a woman asks you something, you don't want to go, why? Why do you want to know about that? Are you serious? You don't want to talk to a female like that. So I'm telling you, even when I asked you what's your name, it's like you hesitated. You should be proud to tell me your name. You should be proud to introduce yourself to me. You know, like, so these are the things you need to work on. Sure, the pictures are going to matter at some point. The bio matters the most, along with the pictures. But the bio matters, which is why I said, what is your bio going to say? Are you strategic as to what kind of woman you want to attract? And is she gonna know based on what you're presenting to her what she needs to make the adjustment to who she needs to become for you? So you know, I can't give you no quick fix. You got to be more manly, and you must please be ready to solve a problem, to respond to a question. You don't want to be that dude that's very hesitant about shit. Assertiveness goes a long way when you're dealing with females and really with anybody.
Yeah. 609, let me ask you a question. What if she asked you, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? You get with a beautiful woman. She asks you, what are you looking for? What are you going to say to her, sir? What are you going to say?
I'm just looking for a cool chick to spend the night. I don't know. It's something along those lines.
Okay.
Wait,
he said a cool chick to spend the night. Okay. Okay, brother. And I'm
not
trying to be mean.
Cool chick. I don't. This
question. I'm not trying to be mean. Do you have a handicap or something, or is something wrong with you? I'm not trying to be funny. Do you have a mental handicap or something? I'm not trying to be funny. Did you like ADD? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just asking a question. Are you, or don't you? Yes.
I suppose it's possible. Anything is possible, really.
But because I'm trying to understand how a mature woman is asking you what the fuck you want, and that's really your answer?
Yeah, and Steve, really, she shouldn't even have to ask that question because you should be presenting it to her.
It was a double. It was
a
trick question.
I was just about to say, like women, really rarely do women ask that deep question that I've come across.
Well,
like,
what deep question
so
are you going to ask her?
That's so unlikely.
What's that? True. There's women that know exactly what they want, and they want to know what you want so they can know if they should proceed with you.
Yes.
So there's some sensible women out there
that
know you just haven't met them yet.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, just said, I haven't come across
them yet. You're not going to meet them unless you have a clear and concise vision as to what you want to do, and you're able to convey that with a woman in every syllable, in every action. So it's a congruent thing. Everything you say, everything you do has a purpose, and she knows what that is. That's the only way you can begin to start building that attraction with a woman. You got to know what you want, brother. You don't know what you want. Even you said, I want a woman to stay the night with me. For what?
Dude, what if she asks you about an angel? She's like, what if she says, what's an angel? What are you going to say to her?
I don't know. I was hoping she could show me. I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay. Do you understand, what high school thinking is, man? The difference between high school thinking and man thinking?
Shoot.
You're 29 years old.
I don't know.
No, listen. You're 29 years old. Why are you still talking like you in, junior high school, man?
I thought I'm in junior high school. That's interesting. Okay.
Do you? No, it's not interesting. It's true. Listen to what you're saying. You cannot even answer a fucking question without explaining yourself, man. You wrote the angel shit in the profile. She's asking you what the fuck that is, and you're like, something.
Oh, I see what you guys are saying. Oh, I see what.
But what are we saying? Tell me what we're saying.
You're not really saying anything. You're just putting me to a test. You're pretty much showing me what I'm doing. You're not really saying it. You're not really saying it for the most
we're
part.
We're saying
that's
a lot. Okay,
that's
what we're saying. A lot of young man. We're saying a lot of things that's going over your motherfucking head. We're trying to show you why you lose with women. You think it's a photo. You want to go take a photo op thinking that's going to clean your motherfucking ass up. You're the guy that's in the middle of the ocean poking holes in the boat, and then you're grabbing the bucket of water in the ocean and dumping it in the boat, and then you're bitching why the boat is sinking. That's what you're doing right now.
Why would I be in an ocean? What the hell? Okay. All right.
Cause
all right, cool.
You're
well,
dumb ass can't get no pussy with a pitcher. What do you think a pitcher's going to do for your cake ass? You don't know how to talk to a bitch.
Yeah, because what's going to happen is even if you're an extremely attractive man that you just gifted like that, you just, you know, you're attractive, you know, to some women or most women or whatever that means. Even if that's the case, but you start talking to her, she's going to lose attraction because you don't know what you're doing. It's the same thing with a female. I could look at a beautiful female online, but once I start communicating with her, if she's a dumb box of rocks, she's gone. I ain't dealing with her. So it's the same thing, brother. We mean well when we say this, but you better be ready to be clear and concise with women as to what you want to do with them. You better be ready for answers. And if she's got to ask you a bunch of questions, as what are you looking for? What do you want to do? Where do you want to eat? What do you? You've already lost. Not that you should be. I'm saying in general.
If she's asking me all this shit from the get-go, I probably already lost, to be honest.
Well, she's setting you up to be her dinner date or her bitch. That's all she's doing.
That's what I'm saying. If she's already asking me that, I probably already fucking lost by that point. That's what I'm saying.
So do you think you should change your profile? You think you should change your profile now?
I suppose so. Like I'm trying to do things differently.
What is your first name?
What my first name? First Sergio.
What is your Sergio?
Sergio. Okay, Sergio. I want to know what do you want to do with women right now? What is your clear objective? And just be honest. What do you want to do with women right now?
Oh, just hook up. That's basically what I do.
What should your bio say?
To women in general.
Okay, so what should your bio say?
Just hookups. Just hooking up.
Exactly. I mean, if that's what you want, you should. If that's what you really want, you should say, "I am looking for a woman. I'm looking for a no strings attached situation with a woman to spend." Casual to engage in casual sex with. If that is you, and swipe right. That's what it should say. That's what it should say.
But Sergio, what are you bringing to the table for a woman that want to fuck
that's
you,
true.
Dog?
That's true.
Sir, talk to me. You want that's pussy? Yeah. What are you bringing to the table where a woman would want to fuck you, dog?
I guess myself, really. Me, myself, and I.
No, but
that's pretty much it.
Yeah, but okay, so again, we're going with color, shapes, and numbers. So you are being basic again. You can't even, Sergio. Listen, you can't even explain.
I don't understand your question.
Okay, Sergio, a woman. Yeah. Y'all got to stop watching all this porn. Women are not like us. They are emotionally driven. Okay. So she's not just going to offer you her body like on a porn, okay? She's going to ask you, okay, you want the hookup, like EO said, write what you want.
Yeah.
But can you back it up? Can you be clear, concise, transparent, and impactful in your statements to say, I'm this fucking arrogant, you need to suck my dick. Okay, well, why should I fuck you, she's thinking. So she's going to ask you, and what are you going to tell her? Because of my body? This is who I am?
Yeah, if you're not asserting masculine energy and you have a bio like that, you're wasting your fucking time. You're wasting your time.
Okay. All right. All right, that's fair.
It's easy to say you want something, but like Steve said, are you ready to back that shit up? So, you know, I can do a bow like that. Steve can do a bow like that. But I challenge you that you are ready at this point to have a bio like that.
Yeah. You're just not ready for that. Right. You ain't ready for that part of the game. Okay.
I got you.
Do you understand? If you're making it about fucking, right, what do you think you're telling the woman? If all you make it about fucking, what are you telling the woman, you think?
Good question. I haven't thought about it from that point. I suppose
this is why I'm trying to
I think minimum, really.
Okay, but if you're in high school and all you want to do is fuck like a rabbit, you get a pass because, I mean, we're in high school. But you're a grown-ass man. Yeah. I understand women are looking for experience. They can get a one-night stand with their dildo any time of the day or their fingers or the stick or a hairbrush. They can get themselves off. They want experience.
Right.
Does it show when you are wanting just pussy, it shows the lack of women that you don't have, lack of experience, you can't spit flavor in her ear, nothing in her eye, you don't know how to text, you don't know how to talk, you don't know how to make her toes curl in her head when you just make it about fucking at when you're 29. I can see when you're 16 or 15, but you're 29.
Yeah.
And his pictures. I hope you don't have no pictures with no skinny jeans on, even popsicles and shit. Now, and, you know, like your pictures must reflect the intensity of your bio. If you're gonna throw a bio out like that, then your pictures must be sexy, seductive, manly.
Yes.
You better give that bitch something to come and spread her legs. You know, like so don't be taking no pussy ass pictures and put them up there and say all I want to do is fuck. She's gonna be like fuck yourself.
Yeah, like on Napoleon doing it. You're gonna be like this.
Yeah, you going over there doing some pussy ass shots. So, and I would tell you, Sergio, hey, you can do this. It can be done. But you need game. You got to know what you're doing. You know, everything has to be in a straight line. You got to be masculine as fuck. You're going to say something like that.
Yeah, and you're not, and I'm not knocking you, young man. It's just you're not deep enough in the game to ask for the things that you're asking for. This is why you haven't got those things yet, because a woman will. See, y'all don't understand your opponent. The problem with you, let me stamp my algorithm real quick. She knows your algorithm.
Yeah.
Your algorithm is saying, I have no self-worth. I don't know what to say to a woman. I don't know what to do if I got some pussy. Let me ask you this dumbass question. All right, let's say you went some pussy and the bad bitch say, okay, I'm going to come over and give you some pussy. Walk us through the moment she knocks on the door. Tell me what you're going to do. Tell me, do you have your crib set up? Walk me and EO. Me and EO, we're coming to you as suits. Tell us how you're going to set your crib up and what you're going to do when she goes through that door.
No, I just open the door, let her in, invite her downstairs, probably kiss her a little bit, foreplay, and then just go from there.
What, you mean just spit on her pussy type shit?
Damn, the fuck? I'm not trying to fucking spit shit.
I'm just trying to say it. You're like, you just open the door, bring her downstairs, and do some foreplay on her? Wait, you ain't even taking clothes off yet.
I suppose. No, I can't. Okay. I would just do that later then.
Let me rephrase the question. The woman says this. I want to fuck Sergio, but you tell me about what we're going to do. What are we gonna do? I want to fuck you, but I want to know what am I gonna get from you? Now tell us, Sergio, what are you gonna say to that woman?
She's gonna get from me. She's gonna get a fucking night with me. God damn,
brother, you're not ready, man. You're just not ready yet. But you know what? It's a good call, and you got a little bit of game on this call. If you need some more game, go to the Man Mindset. Get you buy some videos. You know, invest in yourself, or I could do one-on-one coaching.
Yeah, one of us.
You know, EverettOverton@mail.com. So, you know, we've done all we can do for you now. But at the very beginning, told me about who you are. So you couldn't tell me your name. You couldn't tell Steve your age. You couldn't even tell us what the bio was really going to say. You know, so you got to really sit down and figure out what it is you want and then form a plan on how you're going to go out there and get it, bro.
Okay, cool. All right.
Take care.
Appreciate it.
Good luck. All right, peace out, brother. See, this is the problem with these guys. They still stuck in high school. They think women just I don't understand how y'all how do you not understand your opponent? And I don't mean understanding your opponent to care about the bitch, EO. I mean understanding that every woman is not the same. They have different thoughts. Now, they're driven by emotions, all of them, but they want different kinky things. They got different kinks. They're things that they like, and they don't like inexperience. That's what they – talk to them, dog.
The best situation to go direct like that and to be very intentional – as to what you're looking for, and if it's sex, is when you're going to meet them out in public. And depending on where the atmosphere is, you don't want to do it at Walgreens at 2 p.m. and say, hey, I'd like to take you home and fuck you right now. Like, no, you don't want to do that. But there's going to come a time where you're out in a social environment and you strike up conversation and you get to the point, hey, let's get out of here and take it back to my place. You know, you're my type. You're what I'm looking for tonight, and I'm going to fuck your ass. Like, I've done that, Steve, and it worked.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to be sexy, you got to be assertive, you got to talk like a man, and you got to be able to tell her what it is. And in situations at night with music playing, people having some cocktails, you don't want to bring a real drunk bitch home. You know, hopefully she's not drunk. You don't want to get these women drunk.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're in a social situation, then you can go that route. You know, there's a way to be direct online by basically telling them you want sex. You can go as far as and say, hey, listen, I'm too busy right now to give – a long-term situation, the time and attention that it deserves. What I'm looking for is a short-term situation where we get together twice a month and we share each other's time, and the night ends with, whatever. You could say sex, or you could just say that we're going to get together in, like you said, I want to know you in a more intimate way. It just depends on how you're going to bring it. But there's a way to do it online. You pitch, hey, I'm too busy right now to be doing anything long-term. Right now I'm looking for a short-term situation where you come over to the house, we have some wine, we have some good conversations, and we have sex.
Right, exactly. And I don't even know you well enough to even offer you a relationship because I'm not that kind of man. Because the man that I am, a body doesn't impress me. I'm more than a body. I'm deeper than a body. So I need to know more about you to answer that question. So I can't give you a relationship. But I can give you some dick. That's what I can give you. I give you dick and bubble gum. That's it. That's all I can give you right now. That's it. And you either take it or leave it. But if you leave it.
And that's when you have that conversation, Steve, when she's bringing up relationships.
Yeah.
You say, hey, relationship is one of the things that happen in time. And there has to be – it happens in time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't rush into things, baby girl. You rush into things like that? That's not a good idea. You know, if I'm what you want, definitely pursue me and put the work in, and I'll definitely consider it.
Yeah.
But right now, I give things time, baby girl. I got to make sure I even like you first.
You hit a key word, I'll consider it. That shit went over their head.
Yeah.
They're like,
yeah, I'll consider it.
You mean to tell me you'll tell a woman you'll consider it? You goddamn right I'll consider it. I'll think about it because you're not that special in my life for me to give you all that kind of time yet. I don't know what the fuck you are. I don't even know if you suck dick right. You might scrape my dick with your teeth. I don't know what you bring it to the table, man. I will consider, like you're saying. And that's what guys don't understand. We're trying to put you in a position that women have been dominating your asses for all your lives. They're being the ones choosing and deciding when you fuck, where you fuck, how you eat, why you eat, where you drink, where you go, and why you go. We're trying to put you in the catbird seat to have the motherfucking – we want you to be the shot caller. That's what we want you to be. We want you to shot caller. Now, EO, let's go ahead and hit a commercial real quick and wrap this up real quick.
All right.
Let's get an EO real quick commercial mind, and we're going to wrap this up. But y'all need to think on this shit, man. Let me go ahead and grab my dog, EO. Here we go, man.
You realize you don't have to swallow pills and join man clubs just to know the truth, right? It's time you look in the mirror and hold yourself accountable for the choices you've made. Sure, you've been outgamed. Happens to the best of us. Well, not any longer. It's time to be a champion. Let Coach EO guide you. Book a champion game coaching session with Coach EO today by emailing him at EverettOverton@mail.com. That's EverettOverton@mail.com.
Right.
Picking up women isn't the hard part of the game. The hard part is taking the first step. If you're ready to grow in a way like you never have before, then send Steve an email at themanmindset@gmail.com. Leave a number and Steve will call you. The question is, are you ready to stop trying to be like someone else and find the true you? Themanmindset.com. It's more than a website. It's a lifestyle.
And that's, and E, my brother, that's what they don't understand. Everything you do is a lifestyle of your fucking name and who you are. From your drawers to your fucking socks to even the fucking things you post, text, how you move, how you talk, how you text, how you walk. You embody it. You see, you know what I'm talking about. E, talk on that real quick before we wrap that up.
I said it earlier, and you just restated it. It's a lifestyle. This is not. There's nothing special that we're doing for females. This is how we live. This is how we roll. This is it. So anything that you're gonna go out of your way